Pryn. P-R-Y-N-N-E. J-H Pryn. Jeremy Halvard Pryn. What is he first? J.H. Pryn, I think, would like to be known most as a poet. For many of us, the most significant poet, certainly in England, and the most important experimental poet writing in English. For many of us also, a teacher, a very great teacher, a teacher in the University of Cambridge over 40 years. And for many people who take poetry seriously, the person more than any other who enabled us as young people to take poetry seriously. But why am I talking about Pryn? Because in preparing for how to get started, I listened or re-listened to Cage's How to Get Started, in particular, the great performance by Francis Marie Uiti of Lecture on Nothing. And I went back to something that fascinated me, an organ recital that Cage composed in 1987 and which is right now being performed in a German city called Halberstadt, beginning in 2001, a performance that is meant to last for 639 years. And that's not a joke. And thinking about this performance, and if you go to YouTube, you can see every time a chord is going to change, lots and lots of people turn up and listen to the chord change. It occurred to me that Cage is concerned very much and profoundly so with questions of transmission. Transmission of thought, of ideas, of things that matter. And there are institutions and people who transmit, and Pryn is one of those. La voix. La voix. Pryn. The word is French for voice, but it can also sound like path, the path that you follow. Jeremy Halvard Pryn. The way. What is he first? And because of the times, it can mean a vote in French. I think would like to be known most as a poet.
The voice.
For many of us,
for me, the most significant
and the part
poet
of me that has
certainly
been
in England
affected
and the most
by French culture,
experimental poet.
The voice is the teaching of Jacques Lacan and
for
his greatest disciples, Pontalis, Granoff,
a very great teacher.
Later on,
a
even Fédida,
in the University of Cambridge.
The voice
over 40 years
is the means by which transmission
and for many people
takes
who take poetry
place
seriously.
And it seems to me that Cage,
more than any other
great composer
enabled
though he
us
was,
as young people,
Cage is a person of the
seriously
voice. And the voice,
but why am I talking about
is how we transmit.
Because
I remember
in preparing, realizing
with a sense of
started
astonishment and simplicity,
I listened or re-listened
that
to
Socrates,
How to Get Started,
the tradition from Socrates,
in particular,
to Sigmund Freud's
the
psychoanalysis
performance by
it's
Francis
the voice
Marie Uiti.
Everything
of lecture
that we learn that is important to us.
And
love,
I went back to something that
care,
fascinated me.
Intimacy, an organ, relationships,
the knowledge of ourselves,
Cage composed
tout
in se 1987.
Passe par la voix.
Everything
and
goes through the voice.
Is right now being performed
tout.
In a German
Everything.
City called Halberstadt, beginning in 2001, a performance that is meant to last for 639 years. And that's not a joke.
And the voice means listening.
And
no matter how long or short the performance
YouTube,
of the voice means
you
listening.
You can see every time a chord is going to change, lots and lots of people turn up and listen to the chord change. It occurred to me that Cage is concerned very much and profoundly so with questions of transmission. Transmission of thought, of ideas, of things that matter. And there are institutions and people who transmit, and Prin is one of those.
Care,
la voix.
Prin.
The word, what is care,
French for voice,
but it can also sound like
path.
To care for some
path that you follow,
to care for others.
Halvard Prin.
A lot of my work
the
in the last 4 years
what is he first?
Has been dominated
and because
by
of the
times,
idea
of care.
It can mean a vote.
Prin,
care
French,
for the city.
I think, would like to
care
be
of the city.
But
as a poet.
The voice for
and
many
I had
of
another
me,
one of those
the most significant
and the intense revelation
that is certainly
that
also
England.
Affected
and the
quite simple
French culture
experimental poet.
That there
the
is a sense
is
in which care
of Jacques Lacan
is more profound
and his greatest
disciple.
Pontalis,
Granoff,
a very great
we cannot
teacher,
later on even
Fedida,
someone without
the voice.
Knowing
those.
Yes.
We cannot
is the means love by
any
wish
one
transmission
without
takes
what it is.
Place.
Seriously.
But we
and
it seems to me that
can
care
other
great composer
without knowing
he was
as young people.
Every
Cage is
time
a person of the
there
voice.
Is some natural calamity.
And the voice
why am I talking about
is how we transmit in Indonesia.
Because
I remember
Japan, preparing, realizing
in Chile,
miners
lost
of
in Chile,
astonishment,
the meltdown of the nuclear meltdown in
Fukushima,
to
Socrates,
we care
how to get started.
The tradition
that is to
from
say
Socrates,
we feel
particular
connected
to Sigmund Freud's psychoanalysis,
and it is a remarkable thing.
By
it's
Francis
the voice
Marie,
to care
everything
of
for people
that we learn
that
one
is important
not
to
know.
Us.
For people whom
and
one has never loved.
I went back to something that
and is
care,
never likely
me,
to meet.
Intimacy, an organ,
wise
relationships,
that
the knowledge of ourselves.
The more
composed,
I thought about this,
the more I realized
everything
and
goes
the
care
through
the
voice
is
right now
implies the idea of
a
future.
A
everything.
Halberstadt,
so there we are. We're back to transmission
again.
Time
a performance
and the future.
That is meant to last for 639 years. And that's not a joke.
And the voice means listening.
And
no matter how long or short the performance
YouTube,
of the voice means
you
listening.
You can see every
listening
time
to the
a
future.
Chord is going to change, lots and lots of people turn up and listen to the chord change. It occurred to me that Cage is concerned very much and profoundly so with questions of transmission. Transmission of thought, of ideas, of things that matter.
Love.
And there are institutions and people who transmit, and Prin is one of those. Francis Lavoie.
Francis Marie Worthy, what is the French for voice? Transmission
also sound like
Francis Marie Worthy,
the path that you follow,
is an extraordinary woman, an extraordinary performer
of the last 4 years
of experimental cello
and because of the idea of care.
I was extraordinarily fortunate city, in 1997, living in Chicago, to be invited to join with her and another friend,
an artist,
that also in a performance,
quite simple culture, experimental poet.
That there is one of the most important events of my life,
and
listening to this experimental cellist,
Pontelis.
Who was a new John Cage, even Fedida, someone without
the voice.
It was a performance for which I wrote poetry and mission
without
Marlena Nova created,
but we
and it's painting in life. And Francis improvised music on the cello. Using some of my poetry and voice,
natural
and the voice
in
a feedback loop
is how we transmit,
much like we are listening to right now.
In Japan, preparing,
realizing Chile,
it was extraordinary
in Chile,
still is
the meltdown of the nuclear meltdown.
Listening to someone to
manipulate your voice,
the tradition
from
song,
so that it returns to you,
connected
to Sigmund Freud's psychoanalysis.
It is a remarkable thing.
It's the voice.
I see Francis
everything
as part of the transmission
of John Cage.
The people whom
and
one has never
met.
And here I am in Detroit,
intimacy,
remembering
organs,
this.
Why is
relationships.
That?
The knowledge of ourselves.
The more I thought about
this,
the more I realized
everything
sempiternally,
right now,
sempiternally, sempiternally.
So there we are.
We're back to transmission.
That was what she did
with one word that I wrote,
is meant to last
fed back into a loop.
Years.
Sempiternally.
And that's not a joke.
And the voice means listening.
And
no matter how long
or short the performance
YouTube,
of the voice means
you
listening.
Can see every
listening
time
to the
a
future
chord is going to change. Lots and lots of people turn up and listen to the chord change. It occurred to me that Cage is concerned very much and profoundly so with questions of transmission. Transmission of thought, of ideas, of things that matter.
Love.
And there are institutions and people who transmit, and Prin is one of those. Francis Lavoie.
Francis Marie Worthy.
What if death
for voice?
Transmission
sounds like
Francis Marie
Worthy,
the path that you follow,
is an extraordinary woman.
It seems to me that Cage,
in the idea
of how to get
started,
experimental cello music,
wants to train us
extraordinarily in a way of listening, living in Chicago,
a way of being,
to be invited to join with her,
where we do not think about the end, where we do not know the end.
The end of the performance,
one of the most important
events of my life,
and listening
to this
and given the protocol of this type of performance,
John
Cage, that we do not know, we who are speaking the performance, we do not know the order in which our own ideas
will come back to us,
created,
but we
obviously painting in life.
It seems to me that Cage might be asking us
music.
To think
cello,
something about
using
some of my poetry
and voice.
There is a mystery to the beginning
and
a feedback loop.
Is how we transmit,
but what if there is no end,
like we are listening to
right now?
What if
even
death
is
extraordinary,
should not be thought of
still
in terms of either an afterlife,
listening to someone,
or manipulate
so
your
a finality,
tradition
from
say so that it returns.
We cannot say there will be life
after
death.
We cannot say there will not
be anything after
death.
I see
so
Francis
everything This is a way of getting us to think about time
of John Cage,
the people that the story is open
and that that is the point.
Why is
the story is open
the knowledge of ourselves
until we stop writing our story, or the story
eternally
ceases to be written.
Sempiternally.
Sempiternally.
So there we are.
We're back to translation.
That was what she did with one word that I wrote,
meant to last
fed back into a loop. Sempiternally.
And that's not a joke.
And the voice means listening.
And
no matter how long or short the performance
YouTube,
of the voice means
you
listening.
Can see every
listening
time
to the
a
future
is going to change. Lots and lots of people turn up and listen to the chord change.
It occurred to me that Cage is concerned very much and profoundly so with questions of transmission. Transmission of thought, of ideas, of things that matter.
Love.
And there are institutions and people who transmit, and Prynne is one of those. Francis Lavoie.
Protocols.
Marie.
What if protocols?
Death.
Voice.
The set of conventions that we accept
that you follow
for an exercise.
It seems to me that Cage,
like
the
how to get started, experimental cello.
And whenever I teach my students how to do
extraordinarily
in a way of automatic writing.
Living in Chicago,
way of
without exception,
invited
to
join
the first time
where
they
we
do
not
think
about
all of them,
the
each and everyone,
where we do not know.
They write
the
down
end,
things
the end of the
in the environment,
one of the most
in what is around them.
Events of my life.
The last thing they remember, and the last thing they
learn,
given
is always
in the protocol of this type of performance.
The
protocols we do not know, we who are speaking the
performance.
Do not know the order in
for
which
us to avoid
an idea
will come back to
created.
Us, but we
if we cannot know the end,
it seems to me that Cage might be
Cage seems to be saying
music
to think
cello,
something about
do
time.
We have to repeat ourselves?
There is a mystery to the beginning
and
a feedback.
And if we don't have to repeat
what if there is no end,
like we are listening to,
what does this mean for the way in which
death?
We might be
should not be thought
of
in terms
of either
if we don't have to repeat ourselves
or
how might we be able
to
that it
to
cannot say there will be
Sigmund Freud. Freud.
We cannot say there will
and might
be
that be
anything.
Another idea
I
of composition?
This is
the
way
another idea of composition at work
John Cage,
that the story
ages
transmission
is
open.
Intimacy.
And that that is the point.
Why is
the protocols give structure
the knowledge of ourselves
until we stop writing
our story.
Structure
or
the story
gives
rules for the game.
Eternally.
Ceases
to
this is the game.
Eternally.
To experience not repetition, but to use a phrase from a poem by Breton, toujours pour la première fois, always for the first time. What might that be like?
And the voice means listening. And
no matter how long or short the performance of
the voice means
you
listening.
Can see every
listening
time
to the future
chord is going to change.
Lots and lots of people turn up and listen to the chord change.
It occurred to me that Cage is concerned very much and profoundly so with questions of transmission of thought, of ideas, of things that matter,
love.
And there are institutions and people who transmit, and Prynne is one of those. Francis Lavoie.
Protocols.
Marie.
What if
transmission
protocols.
Death.
Voice.
the set of conventions.
What does it mean to transmit something
seems to me that Cage,
and why should it matter?
Experimental cello.
Whenever I teach my students how to do extraordinarily in a way of automatic writing,
living in Chicago,
without exception,
what
will be transmitted, all of them, from today,
where we do not know
what will we leave this room with
in the environment,
what ideas around
will survive,
the last thing they remember,
and
given
the protocol of this type of performance,
transmission matters,
we do not
cage,
because that is how
the performance is
designed.
Not
ideas
order
in for us to avoid
something
will come back to
created.
Us.
Socrates
we cannot know the
end.
It seems
to me that
brutally,
Cage seems to be saying
in a discussion called
the Meno,
do we have to repeat ourselves?
There
is
a mystery
to the beginning
to someone,
and if
we
who
does not
have
repeat
what
ourselves,
there is no end.
And I'll point you to
what
someone whose ideas
way
have no future.
We might be
ideas die out.
Either
if
we
don't
have to repeat
ourselves,
or
no one in their right mind,
how might we be able?
Not
because
that
one
cannot
say there will be.
No one can live.
We cannot say there will be.
And might that be
another?
But there was something else that
Socrates
said
about
this
idea of composition.
It's neither a fully rational ages
nor
open,
strictly an irrational thing.
Transmission should
only
take place.
The transmission of beauty.
Love,
etc.,
the things
the structure
or the story
gives rules
amongst people.
This
is
the world
bonded
to experience
some
idea of love.
But to use a phrase from a poem by Breton,
we
do
fall in love
with ideas
always,
and when we do,
like love,
what might that be like?
We want to make more.
More.
No matter how long or short the performance of the voice. The voice means
you
listening.
Can see every
listening
time
to the future.
A chord is going to change. Lots and lots of people turn up and listen to the chord change.
It occurred to me that Cage is concerned very much and profoundly so with questions of transmission. Transmission
toujours.
Of thought, of ideas, of things that matter,
love.
And there are institutions and people who transmit, and Prin is one of those.
Francis
Lavoie.
Ferida.
Francis Marie.
Francis
Ferida.
Death.
The
great French psychoanalyst.
What does it mean
to transmit?
Who died something?
I think in November
2003,
just as I was about to get on the plane
from
Chicago to New York, one of my students, who had come to know Ferida in Paris, calls me
all of them.
From today to share the news of Ferida's death.
What will we leave
this room with
in the environment?
One of
the
what ideas
around
will
survive?
When
the
I encountered the work of Ferida, when I met
this
incredible thinker and person,
we do not
cage,
because that is
how I felt part of my deepest desire to be part of a certain tradition of French thought and culture.
Socrates
had been realized
brutally.
Cage seems
to be
saying
in a discussion
called
the Meno,
do we have to repeat ourselves?
There is
point
a mystery
to
the beginning
someone,
and if
we
don't
does
have
not
to repeat,
it connected me to so many things.
I'll point you to
what
someone
whose ideas
we have.
And it was one of those moments, a moment that I first had with
either.
The work of Jeremy Prin, where I realized that working within certain traditions,
was creative.
We cannot say there will be
indeed life enhancing.
Might that be another?
But there was something else that
Socrates said of this idea of composition.
Fidida is most famous for his work on depression,
nor open strictly an irrational.
Which he regards depression.
Transmission.
There's a book called Les Bienfaits de la Dépression, The Good Things, The Benefits of Depression.
Or the story
gives rules
amongst people,
and at the time of his death,
bonded
to experience or is passing
some idea of love.
But to use a phrase from a poem by Breton,
I entered.
We do fall in love with
something
ideas,
like
always,
a depression.
And when we do, time, like love,
what might that be like?
We want
and it took
to
some time
more
to come out the other side.
And
more.
No matter how long or short the performance of the voice,
the voice, toujours pour la première fois.
Every listening to the future is going to change. Lots and lots of people turn up and listen to the chord change. It occurred to me that Cage is concerned very much and profoundly so with questions of transmission. Transmission
toujours
of thought, of ideas, of things that matter,
love.
And there are institutions and people who transmit, and Prin is one of those. Francis Lavoie.
Talking.
Fidida.
Fidida.
Death.
If
the
there is voice,
French
psychoanalyst, there is listening.
What does it mean to transmit?
If there is voice, there is talking.
I think in November 2003,
all of
just
philosophy
about to get on the plane
is essentially talking.
From Chicago to New York,
one of my students, Freud, we know
Fidida,
learned that the cause of psychoanalysis,
from today,
he learned it from his patient, Dora, is the talking cure.
When
I encountered the work of Fidida,
and yet what a curious thing,
when I met that some credible thinker, apparently so natural as talking, as listening,
part of my deepest desire,
is something that we also need to learn.
Tradition of French thought and culture.
Socrates,
I think Cage
brutally,
and the Surrealists, led by André Breton, were exploring comparable, similar things.
And if we don't,
Surrealism asked us to be spontaneous in painting, in writing, etc. And it was one of
but we had to learn to be spontaneous.
That I first had with the work of Jeremy.
Likewise, in classical psychoanalysis,
within certain traditions,
free association, talk.
Indeed,
say the first thing that comes into your mind.
But there was
don't talk. Say nothing. Silence is also significant.
Fidida is most famous for his work
and
on
anyone
depression
who goes through this for the first time,
strictly
the first time you ask someone, talk spontaneously, they immediately shut up.
The good things, the benefits.
We have to learn to talk spontaneously.
Amongst people,
and at the time of his death,
and yet,
or is passing,
the
most spontaneous thing available to every human being, and so maybe authentically democratic, is speech, is talking, because we never know fully what we are going to say ahead of time.
Toujours pour la première fois.
Transmission of thought, of ideas, of things that matter,
love.
And there are institutions and people who transmit, and Prin is one of those.
Torquemada, Francis Marie acoustic sculpture. If there is acoustic sculpture, there is listening. In a way, by this stage, there is talking. We've all begun to realize that we are, in fact, listening to a kind of acoustic sculpture
from Chicago to New York.
But I had another moment.
We know,
I'm beginning to realize I have more of these moments than I knew. When I was living in Lower Manhattan,
not long after the 9/11,
I was walking around Lower Manhattan, also known as Wall Street,
when I met
and there was a lot of work, as you can imagine, a lot of buildings were
talking.
And as I was walking around in a kind of dérive,
no particular
thing to do,
I was just
walking around, and the Surrealists, there I entered a place, a spot,
were exploring comparable,
where suddenly all of the noises, all of the sounds,
spontaneous in
buildings,
in
cars,
etc.,
people, buses, etc.
And it was one of those.
But we had to learn to be spontaneous.
All came together
in one
likewise
three-dimensional sense of sound.
Free association.
I could almost have called it a mystical experience.
Say the first thing that comes into your mind.
But there was don't talk.
And in that moment,
silence is also significant.
I knew
that Cage
and anyone who goes
was onto something.
Time,
because I felt, as I experienced it,
talk.
This
spontaneously,
what Cage,
they immediately shut up.
Is teaching us.
We have to learn.
There is a story of someone coming,
I don't remember where,
and yet
it comes from,
someone speaking to Cage,
most,
and in and saying how certain sounds were interesting, and so, and apparently Cage was bemused and amused and replied,
because we never know,
he thinks
fully what
that
we are
some
going to
sounds are more interesting
time.
Than others. All sounds are inherently interesting if we know how to listen.
Institutions and people who